Check, 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 check.
Check, check, check. Can you hear me? Is this mic working?
Yes.
Cool.
Brah, brah!
What are you doing this weekend? Ryder?
Huh?
I asked you a question.
Oh, yeah, of course. What's my favorite sandwich?
No, I asked you what you're doing this weekend.
Golfing? Why are you being rude?
Oh, man. Did you wash your knee brace?
What?
Well, you've been golfing every weekend, and I'm just hoping that, you know, you're not re-wearing it because it probably gets really sweaty.
Are you?
I'm just calling you old because you have an injury. It's
injury
just a joke.
Shaming.
It's a joke.
No, injury shaming is no joke. Now, while we're speaking of old people, what are you doing this weekend?
Edibles.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Ryder, I've rebranded. I drink Cosmos and I do edibles on Fridays. They're legal now, so I'm allowed to say that.
All right, so gardening and laundry, that list I saw with those on there, that's...
Well, also those.
Okay.
After the edible.
After the party.
Just kidding.
Enjoy the show today, our highlights, our favorite parts from the morning show. But don't forget to catch our program live, 5:30 until 9 a.m., Monday to Friday on Play 107. You can also listen to the station with your Alexa. All you have to do is say, Play 107.1 Edmonton, and boom, it'll work. Or you can ask Google to play 107 Edmonton on TuneIn. Just a heads up on those things. On the show today, Unsung Heroes. Plus, I did my own DJ set. I mashed up Elton John with like a sick trap mix. Because he's on Chromatica, Lady Gaga's new album.
Yeah.
And like a dance song. And people are surprised. They shouldn't be. It was pretty easy to make a boss-ass track with them.
Yeah, next time you hear from Ryder, he'll be telling you that he got signed by some sweet record company.
The next time you hear from me, what you're going to hear is, put your f***ing hands up!
Don't swear! The next time they hear from us, it'll be just me, because you lost your job.
That's bullshit!
Also, just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Britt, one of our listeners, and only Britt, who actually took the time to write a nice review for us on our podcast. She wrote, so funny, 5 out of 5 stars, great podcast, such a funny morning show. They have great chemistry and are so relatable. Just wish it was longer.
Oh.
Wow, only one person stepped up out of...
No, listen, instead of being negative, let's be positive. If you want a shout out on the podcast, go and give us a review.
I love manipulating people.
Yeah.
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 To get what we want.
Manipulation is how the president has his job. It works.
Anyway.
This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
It is time for one of my personal favorite segments, Unsung Heroes. Where are you at with this one?
Yeah, it's up there.
All right. Great.
It's just fun to be able to write things. Creative short sentences that we can then like copy and paste onto Twitter.
I've already done one.
Did you?
Yeah.
See?
All right. So we're just going to give some shout outs to people, places, and things that don't always get the attention they deserve while playing Hero in the background from Enrique Iglesias.
Shout out to my latest addiction, Selling Sunset on Netflix for glorifying expensive cocktails. I'm hungover. I'm not actually, but man, does that show make me want a Cosmo and bubbly.
Make you want one? You've had a Cosmo the last two nights.
Keep it just one.
Party animal. Shout out to liking someone's thank you for the birthday messages that they received. You know that post? Thanks, everyone.
Yep.
Liking that post is the laziest gesture of friendship around.
Yeah, if you didn't say happy birthday, liking that status counts.
It counts, but just barely.
Shout out to 2020. Thanks for giving off the same vibes as a high-intensity, to-be-continued episode of a drama series.
No kidding. Shout out to getting gas in the morning. The most regrettable of all boring decisions.
Yeah.
I'll just get it in the morning.
It's the worst. You wake up and you're like, why didn't I just stop?
What's wrong with me?
Shout out to Play Parks reopening in Edmonton. That's because Don Iveson has young children. He gets it.
Shout out to Pork for being really reasonably priced right now. Now go get your pork on. Pork hard, baby.
It's Friday.
Let's pork.
Shout out to it almost being June and not having gyms to motivate us. So does that mean we can make t-shirts in the pool cool again?
That's so in this year.
Have they ever been cool?
so in this year.
We're all going to be wearing t-shirts in the pool, and that's okay.
May I recommend a dark colored t-shirt?
Yeah. Don't do white.
Shout out to the people who went grocery shopping yesterday and are still there this morning trying to figure out how to open the plastic produce bags without licking their fingers.
Okay, I struggled so hard with that. And then I didn't know what to do with the bag. Want to know how I wrapped my pepper? I just rolled it up in the outside of the plastic. Because I couldn't put the plastic bag back. Charlie was caught in her first big lie.
Yeah, my 8-year-old.
What's the update? You saw her yesterday. Did she seem a bit embarrassed? Did she even know that you knew?
Yeah.
At this point?
She knew. The look she gave me when I was picking her up was like a dog that has chewed a pillow. When you get home, that look they give.
Ears are back.
I know. Anyway, so we get in the car and I'm like, I heard you had a little whoopsie yesterday. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm done with YouTube. I just feel like it's time to move on from watching that, even at your house. And I was like, oh, is that because your mom said no YouTube at my place or her place now, which I agreed to terms with?
She didn't know that you guys had a discussion about that.
Right.
So that's so cute.
She's trying to ownership of it.
And I think I'm done with it. I'm over it.
And then I said, what do you think bothered your mom the most about the whole situation? Because once she got busted, she lied and said and tried to make up a story, which failed miserably. And that's what I was trying to lead her into, was like probably the lying, not necessarily the mix-up, right? Not the YouTube situation, but lying about it after. So what do you think bothered your mom the most about it? She goes, oh, definitely all of it. Okay, so looks like you've learned your lesson. Hello, YouTube.
There you go. More.
Thank God. I'm so done with JoJo Siwa. Came across a very interesting suggestion on how to make a healthy eating choice time and time again.
Yeah, so we're asking you for unconventional ways that you have managed your health.
Mm-hmm.
So this study says referring to yourself in the third person can help promote healthy food choices. So say your own name out loud. Talk to yourself in those moments of weakness, and it can help stop you.
What a simple change. And that's the thing with, I'm probably 25 pounds overweight or where I'd like to be. If I started making just better choices and I had a 10% decrease in bad choices, mm-hmm. I would notice the difference.
So when they did this study, they had different participants. Half of the room had to ask themselves, what do I want, mm-hmm. when there was food in front of them? And the other half said their name. So example, Lisa, what do you want? Instead of I. And the people that said their name were less likely to touch the food.
See, I feel like it could charge me to make bad decisions. If I had friends around or was trying to be funny, like, Ryder, are you going to finish that steak? Damn right!
I think it's worse with something you do alone. Like, it to yourself, like, not out loud into a room of people at a barbecue.
I had a buddy who lost a lot of weight and felt like he needed to, right? As a healthy choice.
Of course.
Started eating only on small plates. And he could put as much as possible on said plate, mm-hmm. but like no going back for seconds and no big plate.
That's smart.
And he lost a ton of weight.
And it's unconventional.
He said he had to get used to like mixing up his peas and mashed potatoes, but...
Yeah, if you're someone that doesn't like your food touching...
That wouldn't work.
This mechanism is not for you.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson was quoted, and I remember reading this in like 17 magazine over 15 years ago, and she was asked how she manages her weight. And back then, it probably wasn't the healthiest way. She said, I'll take a bite of cake and then throw the rest of the cake out. Like, what? You're wasting food? It looks like she's being way healthier. She just posted a selfie on Instagram. This is after 3 kids, and she looks like how she looked Daisy Dukes era.
Yeah, she's been throwing out a lot of cakes. Play 107, it's DJ Ryder and Lisa.
Okay. What's about to happen here could get annoying, but please don't go anywhere because I promise Dre and Snoop Dogg are coming up next with the next episode.
Okay.
It's Friday.
That's rude.
Okay, so Elton John is trending today because Lady Gaga has him on one of her new tracks. Her album just dropped last night, and it is an electro pop bop.
All right.
It is so good.
Here's some of it. I do picture dancing my ass off in Cancun to that song for some reason. But.
So the reason this is so significant is Elton John usually is featured on a ballad. Usually he's playing the piano, but this is different.
No, it's electro.
It's good.
So I figured you could match any of his songs.
His ballads.
With an electro beat and it would sound pretty dope. So I'm going to get on the turntables if you don't mind.
I can't wait.
And I'm going to do my own little mashup, okay?
Like I said, don't change the station.
That's rude. This is really good.
You never know. You never know.
What if you believed
what
in
if you
me
screw
for
up?
Once?
What if you screw up?
I won't.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
You packed my bags last night, free flight.
Let's go.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much.
Oh no.
I miss my wife.
Wait for
it. My wife. On such a time, let's fly. Rocket Man!
I know you want it. Not over yet.
Oh, that was not bad. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They think I am at home. No. I'm a Rocket Man. Rocket
okay.
Man.
Okay, got it.
Almost done.
Rocket Man.
Here comes the big finish.
No.
Rocket Man.
Woo! That good, eh? She's speechless, everybody. Time for one of our favorites, Tyler, who is the biggest Lady Gaga fan on the planet, to give us a breakdown on her new album, which dropped last night, called Chromatica. You pulled an all-nighter, didn't sleep at all, and now you're at your radio job in Winnipeg. You still got some energy?
Somehow I do. I think there's just different air like in Vegas on Chromatica because, girl, I am thriving this morning. I mean, I probably had at least 8 vodka shots and 3 gin and tonics, and I am awake and ready to slay the day.
Okay, what time do you think you'll make it to?
I'm going to probably, I have a Chromatica party tonight and another one tomorrow, so I don't think I'm sleeping for the next 3 days.
Wow.
Honestly, at this point, you put the music on, it gives you life, it gives you energy, you want to dance, you want to move, it doesn't matter how tired you are, it just makes you feel so good, and it doesn't matter. Sleep is an option at this point. I'll sleep when I'm dead, I don't care.
Okay, so what would you rank the new album out of 10?
Oh my god, 11. you guys, it is so good, and I can't even, say anything bad about it, because it's dance song after dance song after dance song, and I'm sure Lisa has been blaring it in the studio, and I'm props to you, Lisa. I called you yesterday crying, and you are such a queen.
I painted my nails pink for my trip to Chromatica. My bags are packed.
Yeah, forget the travel ban. We're moving.
Okay. Sorry, you were crying when you called her yesterday. Was that just out of pure excitement?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was out of excitement, and honestly, Ryder, if I can get real for a moment, Lisa has just, accepted me and just, made me feel super comfortable with who I am, and I love her so much, and it was just this moment for me of being happy that I have friends like her, you guys, honestly, that just treat me like a normal person, even though I'm such a crazy freak with Lady Gaga.
All right, buddy.
This was the best call yet, because Ryder didn't mess up anything to do with Lady Gaga to, Rihanna or Taylor Swift.
Aw, that's so nice of you, Ryder.
Yeah, I can't wait to go home and listen to Chromatica.
I'm actually...
actually crying. like laughing so hard that I'm crying.
So, a few minutes ago, we were talking about how once you get the craving for Subway, you can't think of anything else. And if there's anything else like that, and Lisa, we're going to go back and listen.
No,
to you.
Just
listen.
Please.
When are they going to come out with a Subway candle? Because I would love for people to walk into my bedroom and be like,
what is that?
Smells like Subway in here.
Nice snot in your nose.
Like, I'm so embarrassed.
It sounded like you were drinking a Slurpee through your nose.
So embarrassed.
All right.
Oh, no.
780-784-7107. What else? When you get an itch for it, just need scratch. And Jason hit us up and said, fishing. Once I think about it, if I don't go, I'm screwed. I may as well. They may as well just let me out of the job to go get my fix because I will not be productive when I start thinking about fishing.
I feel this way about a Friday happy hour Caesar.
Oh, good one.
Like, once you think about that, you're like, why am I at the office still? I gotta go.
And I'd say that even goes beyond just Caesars on Friday. Like, once you think of happy hour on Friday, you're not going to be productive anymore. I find beef and cheddars from Arby's are the same thing.
Oh, no.
Don't ooh beef and cheddars.
Listen, they're good. They really are. But the other day when you were having the, like, I'm thinking Arby's month, and then you finally got your fix, I walked into the kitchen and it just, like, the aroma
wasn't
of your
you.
Deli meat, it just, I wasn't, sometimes I'm weird about meat, right? Mm. It just wasn't good.
Okay, well, for me, it was.
Okay, sorry, I shouldn't judge.
780-784-7107. This text says chicken fingers. Chicken fingers from absolutely anywhere. That's a good one.
I mean, if you haven't tried the chicken fingers from certain places, you have to at least once.
Right.
Because some places have better chicken fingers than other places.
Nobody will ever beat any hockey rink in, like, small town Alberta, Saskatchewan, though, for chicken fingers. They just, for some reason, they're bomb. That's where they make the best fingers.
Why are they so good?
I have no idea.
And they're burgers.
Yeah.
They're made with love.
No, they're made.
It's usually a volunteer parent.
They're made by an angry parent. It's like, why did I get the Saturday morning shit?
No.
Ryder and Lisa, play 107.